USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden visited with wounded soldiers and staff at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Friday and toured the hospital's vaccination site.
For 8 years as vice president, I'd come here. My whole family would spend every Christmas day here all day.
Yes, sir.
And seeing everybody. And the good news is there are not many people here.
Yes, sir.
Today. We're a lot back then.
Yes, sir.
The president met with five wounded service members. His late son, Bo, who was a major in the Delaware Army National Guard, was treated at Walter Reed in the weeks before his death in 2015 from brain cancer. The president, while senator in 1988, had surgery at Walter Reed for a brain aneurysm. It was another wild day on Wall Street. GameStop shares were up nearly 65%. Johnson & Johnson stock fell 3.6%. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The reward to find the suspects who authorities believe planted pipe bombs outside the Republican and Democratic National Committee offices on the night before the U.S. Capitol riot has been increased to $100,000. The FBI on Friday shared a picture of a suspect in hopes of identifying them. Meanwhile, in a court filing on Friday, prosecutors say they found instructions of how to make bombs inside the home of a member of the Proud Boys who has been charged with participating in the January 6th siege of the Capitol. Authorities say 43-year-old Dominic Pozzola of Rochester, New York, had weapons in addition to bomb-making manuals on a thumb drive. Court documents state he was one of the first rioters to enter the Capitol, using a police shield to break a window and then chased a U.S. Capitol police officer up the stairs near the entrance to the Senate chamber, and made a video about it while smoking a cigar. More than 135 people have been arrested in the storming of the Capitol, with more than 400 potential suspects still wanted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The COVID-19 vaccine developed by AstraZeneca was given approval by the European Commission on Friday in what was the final step to allowing the vaccine to be used across Europe. The company is expected to deliver 400 million doses. Scandal is brewing in Philadelphia over the COVID vaccine. USA Radio's Lance Pry digs into the story.
The Philadelphia City Council hired a nine-month-old for-profit startup called PFC, run by Andre Doroshen, to administer COVID-19 vaccines at the Philadelphia Convention Center. PFC is credited with marketing and engineering backgrounds. Andre is the founder of the California High School Rancho Mirage Film Department. More than 60,000 people signed up on the registry. PFC said all of the registration data would be shared with Philadelphia Health Department. PFC lost all the racial and ethnic data of its patients, a glitch they blamed on Amazon Cloud. Oh, did I mention PFC CEO, 22-year-old Andre Doroshen? He was caught taking home unused vaccine doses, presumably for his friends and family. The breakup between PFC and the Philadelphia City Council came after more than 5,000 people received their first vaccines and were planning on receiving their second doses at the convention center. The city plans to reopen the clinic as soon as possible after it finds a new provider. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A nitrogen leak at a poultry plant in northeastern Georgia has killed at least six employees. Three others are said to be in critical condition. Investigators looking into equipment that could have caused that leak. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.